Ya estamos de regreso. Pues vamos a suponer que reiniciamos el programa. Tuvimos que, de hecho, reiniciar la computadora, así que buenos días, México, buenos días, Portland, Oregon, Salt Lake City, y buenas tardes, España. Hoy tengo el honor de estar en casa de un amigo aquí en Portland. Tuvimos que venir a hacer una visita de trabajo y estoy aquí en su casa, hermosa vista del bosque. Good morning, Ronald Scott. We're restarting the program, so all the things that you said before, hello, this is California, the state of, north of California, all of that, you need to repeat that.
Well, what I was saying was, we're in Portland, Oregon, but maybe some of you people don't know where Portland, Oregon is, so I was going to have Luis explain exactly where Portland, Oregon is.
Yeah, it's the state just north from California, south from Washington State. And then we have the Pacific Ocean on the other end.
Oh, so that's where we are.
Yeah, and east from here, we have the beautiful state of Idaho. Beautiful.
It's pretty. It's pretty there.
Yeah.
But I tell you, back in the day, we wouldn't have these technical problems when we were just playing records on air. You'd take a record, you'd put it on the turntable, put the needle on the record, and you would just do your show. Now we got all this high technology with all this stuff.
Yeah, but back in the day, you weren't able to make a radio show from your house.
Oh, that's true. That's true, yes. Okay. So what do we got coming up?
So the next song we're going to play is going to be Twist and Shout. It's a live version of the Beatles. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, that goes back to about 1964, I believe. I could be wrong, but right around that era.
It's live at the Hollywood Bowl.
Okay, they did that a couple of years, yeah, about a year later.
Yeah. So, pues nos vamos con Twist and Shout, The Beatles. Ya estamos de regreso. Lo que están escuchando al fondo, como bien dice mi programa, este es ecléctico, vamos a escuchar el duelo con Eli Guerra. Yo creo que fue uno de los momentos que partieron el rock en español, donde ya la exposición de un grupo latino, como es la ley, participando en MTV, en una de las versiones Unplugged. La semana pasada escuchamos a Eric Clapton, también con una versión de disco Unplugged. Y pues esta es la continuación del programa pasado, donde estuvimos escuchando música en vivo. Y la parte de lo que es música en vivo también incluye este tipo de álbums con un pequeño grupo de audiencia en un estudio. Entonces, bueno, creo que todo el mundo ha escuchado el duelo de la ley. Esta versión es con Eli Guerra en vivo acústica y regresamos.
Thank you. con una lágrima de fe sobre tu piel. Olvidé la grieta que dejó tu amor, pero ese instinto taurino de tu ser me obligó a azotarte.
Ya de regreso, aquí platicando con Patty de Salt Lake City. Bueno, ahí buena amiga me está diciendo que ella cuando vivía en Guadalajara iba al Cervantes con Eli Guerra y ella solía agarrar la guitarra, irse a la capilla y empezar a tocar y cantar, que dejaba a todo el mundo con la boca abierta. Y que en algún tiempo fue corista de un grupo que se llama Carmín y pues le aplaudía más a Eli Guerra que que a la cantante principal. Eso fue por ahí de los finales de los 80s. Bueno, vamos ahora a escuchar, es una pieza muy pequeña de un concierto muy importante en 1985, Live Aid. Yo creo que uno de los conciertos organizados a nivel internacional más grandes, donde se tocó música en diferentes estadios al mismo tiempo, simultáneamente en diferentes países. Y esta pieza de Queen es una pieza que fue compuesta específicamente para concierto, con la idea de levantar el ánimo de la gente. Y bueno, vamos a escuchar este pedacito de We Will Rock You y regresamos también con Lamento Boliviano, de Enanitos Verdes. Antes de irnos, saludos a Patty, saludos a Mari Carmen, saludos también a Sofía Valdés y a Edilú y a Laura Lau, que todos los días ya se dedica a hacer ejercicio y a limpiar su casa. Ron, what do you think about Queen?
I like Queen. I think Freddie Mercury is a fantastic frontman, great entertainer, and a great loss to rock and roll. And the Bohemian Rhapsody movie was a good movie. I think everybody should see it if they like Queen. But I was also noticing on the internet that Little Richard passed away. And he was one of the people that was hugely influential with the Beatles. And so that's a great loss to rock and roll. One of the architects of rock and roll, as well as Elvis Presley and a few others. Lonnie Donegan in England. All these bands. Queen, Eric Clapton, Beatles. You know, they all owe a huge debt to people like Lonnie Donegan and Little Richard. And so, we should have been playing some live Little Richard, but we didn't know he was going to pass away today. But that just came across. So anyway,
I mean, we can try to do that. We'll see.
See if we can slip in a little Richard.
Yeah. We'll find something while we come back.
Okay.
In the meantime, this is We Will Rock You, Queen.
Flop, bam, boom. my soul. Oh, it ain't what you do, it's the way how you do it.
Ya estamos de regreso. Sí, sí alcanzamos a poner algo de de Little Richard. So we actually end up putting something. What do you think about this song, the Tutti Frutti?
Great song, great rock and roll song. Little Richard was fantastic in his day.
So now you mentioned Elvis Presley, and I think that we're gonna play now "Suspicious Minds" from live at the Honolulu. You remember that concert?
I don't remember it, but it was a huge broadcast when it was first aired.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important pieces of this album. That was the first one broadcast via satellite.
Yep, you are correct.
So, bueno, pues vamos ahora a escuchar a Elvis Presley, Suspicious Mind, en vivo desde Honolulu, el primer concierto transmitido vía satélite.
Believe a word I say. Well, don't you know? Pokémon. Why don't you know? Call that a dream. Suit don't tear up, baby. Well, don't you know? Oh, that I can't walk.
Estamos de regreso. Hey, Ron, how old was you when this concert was playing?
Oh, I was in high school at the time. Maybe just starting high school. But it was huge. It was huge. I had the opportunity to see him when I was that age. Yeah, he came through the Northwest. And it said on the ticket stub that, you know, no flashes, no cameras. And when he walked out on stage, just there was a massive amount of light from all of the flash cubes going off. Back in the day, everybody took a picture. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I think we should just play nothing but Elvis for the rest of the show. I mean, get rid of this Metallica and...
We're ready to play Metallica,
I know.
So don't worry
okay,
about it.
All right.
But what about Frank Sinatra? That's another.
Oh, Frank Sinatra. Let me tell you, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, and then that's top tier stuff, and then everybody else is secondary.
Everybody.
I mean, Elvis was the king.
So why don't you help me with this next song that we're going to be playing?
What are we playing up? What do we got coming up? Frank's there too. Frank's right there with them. Frank Sinatra, the Beatles, Elvis.
Fantastic. What about this song in particular? And do you remember that concert?
No, this one I don't. But I know that Frank Sinatra is just the chairman of the board. He's the best.
Yeah, this was in the 80s, 1986 actually. I actually pick up this one because I think all the versions, live versions that I heard of Frank Sinatra playing, this is the one who has a little bit more of the interaction with the crowd. So,
yeah. Well, and that's what you get with a live recording is you get to see how the performer interacted with the crowds and their audience. But I also wanted to ask you, are we over in Mallorca? Is this playing in Mallorca?
Yes.
Yeah. Are we getting any response from anybody in Mallorca? Can they let us know if they're listening to this?
You know, I just asked. It seems like it's already nap time over there.
Okay. All right. Well, what about Mexico? Are we getting some people listening in Mexico?
Absolutely. Yeah, so...
I love Mexico. I've got to get back down there.
Yes. Which is your favorite state in Mexico?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
It's a tough one?
Yeah.
Oaxaca?
I love Oaxaca.
Yeah, Jalisco.
But I like it over there in Papantla. What's that state in Papantla?
Veracruz.
Veracruz, yeah, I love Veracruz too.
Okay, well then, vamos a escuchar ahora Frank Sinatra, I've Got You Under My Skin, en versión en vivo.
I was going to do an old favorite for you that, matter of fact, came in the mail that please do the request to please do this here song. Cole Porter, Nelson Riddle. Hello down there. Hello there. I have got you under my skin. I have got you in the heart of me, so deep in my heart, you are a part of me. I've got you
under my skin. I have tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it ain't gonna move so well. But why should I resist? Baby, I know so that I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you fool, you're never gonna win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats how it yells in my ear. But you know, you fool, you got no way to win. Why not use your mentality? Get up, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. Spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats how it screams in my ear. But you know, you fool, you got no chance to win. Why not use your mentality? Get up, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. Because I've got you under. Where does it hurt you, baby? And I love you under my skin. Cole Porter, Nelson Riddle, thank you so much. Oh, you're fun. You're great. Thank you.
Y ya estamos de regreso. Hey, Ron, tell us a little bit more about Elvis and Frank Sinatra. You were saying about that nobody could mess with.
Well, Frank Sinatra was just he was the chairman of the board. I mean, you know, he was involved with the mafia and presidents, and so he was just very influential on a number of levels, and. Besides being a huge star before the Beatles or Elvis, I mean, back in the 40s and 50s, he was, Frank Sinatra was gigantic.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to say a hello and to a Laura. Was it Laura?
Yeah, Laura Quiñones.
Yeah, in Mexico.
Yes, yes. She's cleaning or doing exercise right now, either or.
Well, she should be doing both, but she should also be listening. We should do nothing but listen to Elvis Presley. That's what we should be doing. But we've got a few other nice little nuggets here that we're going to get coming up here.
Probably not your liking, but nuestra siguiente canción va a ser con the Rolling Stones. I Can Get No Satisfaction. esta versión en vivo. This is a very special live version because this is from Cuba.
Oh, this is one of the. This came out not that many years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more recent. A friend of mine says that this is the greatest rock and roll song that he's ever heard. He loves I Can't Get No Satisfaction. So we'll see how this version is, because I don't really think I've heard this one.
Okay, so let's play. Bueno, vamos ahora con The Rolling Stones desde La Habana, el concierto Habana Moon, Satisfaction.
Some
Eso fue Satisfaction, The Rolling Stones. Hey, Ron, you don't like U2, do you?
No, I'm not that crazy about Bono and U2 and The Edge, the guitar player, The Edge. But I just, when you play somebody like The Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger and then you play U2, I don't know, it's just...
I don't know. I think there's a lot of people that think completely different than you. That they will put them at the same level.
No. The Mick Jagger, there's no comparison. But you know what? I'm looking outside here, and if you're familiar with the Northwest, we have a fair amount of rain. It's green, it's beautiful and everything, but the rain can be debilitating at times. And I'm looking out today, it's going to be the nicest weather. We're going to have like 83, 84, 85 degrees today. Stunning weather. So let's wrap this show up so we can get outside and enjoy the weather. What do we got coming up?
Well, not your liking, but our next song is from the album Action Baby, Where the Street Have No Name. That's Bono. That's
Octoon.
You too.
Octoon Baby.
Yeah.
Octoon Baby.
Yes. Okay. Pues esto fue un episodio más de Ecléctico, es el programa número 5, casi lo perdemos, estuvo a punto de morir, pero lo rescatamos, lo sacamos desde la fosa del COVID-19. Y señores, gracias por escuchar, vámonos con Where the Street Have No Name, YouTube. Decidimos regresar para despedirnos. Ron, you want to say something else?
I had to twist his arm here to play this last song as we depart from Elvis Presley's You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. I want to send this out to Laura and to Carlos down in Mexico. And I also want to say goodnight to
Mallorca.
And hey, Luis, thanks for having me on the show today. I appreciate it. It was a lovely time. And we're gonna end with Elvis's You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
Well, I think enough said. Thank you, everyone. Gracias, todo mundo. Esto fue Ecléctico. Bye.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed with you, and now you've gone away. Don't you know? And now you're gone, and I'm left here all. Now I have to follow you and beg you to come home. You don't have to say you love me, just be close at hand. You don't have to stay forever, I will understand. Believe me, believe me, I can't ever love you, but believe me, I'll never. Left alone, just a memory. Life seems dead and so unreal. All that's left is loneliness. There's nothing left to fear. You don't have to say you love me, just be close to there. You don't have to stay forever, I will.
Thank you. You're a beautiful audience. Thank you very much.